Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Black Israel Talk Radio. This your boy, Black Israel, coming at to you live out the most corrupted city in the world, Washington, D.C. We got a great show tonight, so we're going to get this thing popping. The name of the show, we're going to talk about a few things quick. If you want to reach me on Facebook, like join my group, Black Israel Talk Radio, I'm going to get all praises to the Most High God. Because if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't be able to do this show tonight or this evening. So I want to bless all you brothers and sisters out there worldwide who's listening to me, and may the Most High continue on blessing you. Okay, if you want to follow me on Facebook at Israel Black 37 or join my group at Black Israel Nation Talk Radio, okay, on Facebook, join the group. Okay, the name of the show is What Does the King James Bible Say About Strength and God? Also, we're going to touch on the 4th of July. A lot of you so-called Negroes are going to get out here and celebrate New Year's and don't even understand the history behind celebrating New Year's. Is it your celebration or is it celebrating the other nations? So we also going to get into that as well. So let's get this thing going. So I want to say shalom to my class who's online listening. I want to say shalom to my dedicated listener. I want to say shalom to a special brother as well, special sister out there, you know what I'm saying, for listening. Brown, you know who you is. I'm getting you up. I want to say shalom to my people listening in Maryland, Virginia, South Carolina. I can't name all of y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw Chicago out there, New Haven, Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? But I can't throw everybody out there because I ain't got a 30-minute show. So now, let's get into business. The first question we're going to go to, now is Philippians 4 and 13. Okay, we're going to go to Philippians 4 and 13. Now, again, we're doing the today class again. What does the King James Bible say about strength? So what we're going to talk about, how important that we should have strength when we're dealing with the Most High. We got to be strong. You know what I'm saying? We got to have that strength dealing with the Most High. Okay? There's one thing about this book. This Bible gives you everything you need how to run your life and how to conduct your life. Okay? The King James 1611 Bible or regular King James Bible give you the life skills you need to conduct yourself as a decent person, whether you're male or female. okay, for these 12 tribes of Israel. Here we go. I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. Okay, you see that? Through strengthening you, you can do all things through Christ that strength with strength. So it's very important that we have a strong spirit. Okay? In order for you to be strength, you gotta have a strong spirit. Okay? So our online class, I want you to make sure y'all write these scriptures down. Please write them down. Because again, like I say, every week you don't have to believe nothing that Israel said. Because Israel coming out the book, okay? The next scripture we're gonna go to. Any questions online class? Okay. So this is basically self-explanatory where we just read the first scripture. I'm dealing with the online class for a second. You know what I'm saying? So it's self-explanatory. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Okay? So Christ will give us our strength. Okay? And all go back to building our spirit and renewing our mind. Okay? All right. Okay. All right. We're going to Deuteronomy 31 and 6. I'm going to give y'all a chance to get it because I know some of y'all done got to dust them Bibles off. Y'all ain't lift them, open them Bibles up in 25, 30 years. Okay, you know, Deuteronomy is in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. I'm going to give you time to get it. But again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live, okay? Every Friday from 6:30 to 7 p.m., come out with the truth and try to teach the things that a lot of churches not teaching. You know what I'm saying? So we're coming out straight out from the book. We're breaking it down, and we're giving our class and other people worldwide a chance to get it. Okay, again, Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Okay? Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that do go with thee, that he will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Now, let's break this down. Again, it's dealing with strength and dealing with being strong in his truth, okay? And having faith. All that goes together. Now, let's break it down. The first part of Deuteronomy 31 and 6 says, be strong and of good courage. So you can't be no sucker, man. You can't be no weak. You can't be no weakening running off with this truth. You can't be soft going for the truth. Because I'm telling you, it's not an easy walk. You're going to have to be strong because all types of demons and unspirits are going to come at you. So you got to be strong, okay? Now, it said also, it said, fear not, nor be afraid of them, okay? You see what I'm saying? That's why I say you can't be a weakened. It said fear not, don't be, because you got to put all your faith and courage in the Most High, because he's going to give you the courage like he did King David. That's how King David was able to kill 1,000 men and during a war. He had that courage. He had that strength, okay? You say, okay, and it said, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord our God, okay? He it is that do go with thee. So God, as long as we got that strength and that courage and believe in the Lord, we're going to have that strength and courage. As long as we believe in the Lord and our Messiah, we're going to have that strength and that courage because he's going to go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. He's not going to fail us. If we put all of our strength and our courage and let the Most High give us that strength and courage, he's not going to fail us, people. Trust me, sisters and brothers, he's not going to fail us. That's very important that we have strength and courage and be strong in spirit, okay? And be strong in spirit and have that strength. And you only can get that strength from the Most High God. You can't be scared of walking in this truth. I'm going to tell you straight up. And that goes for women and men, especially the men. I'm more talking on the men on this one because the men, they're supposed to be the head of their family. They can't allow nobody to trick them out here. And then because they collapse, the whole family structure collapse. If he starts losing the faith and not getting this courage from the Most High God and not getting this courage from the Messiah, which is Yahweh, which is Christ, the whole thing going to collapse. Okay, what woman going to listen to a weak man? You know, a man, he don't know his butt to his chest. You know, what woman going to listen to a man who's not even in the truth? Truly in the Bible. I'm not talking about the bootlegger, po-chop eating pastors. I'm not talking about them. I am talking about the Hebrew Israelites, the brothers who this Bible talks about, brothers and sisters talks about, okay? It's not talking about everybody. It's talking about a particular group, a nation of people that God talks about from Genesis to Revelation. It's all through the Bible talking about the Hebrew Israelites and the Israelites, all through the Bible. I don't give a damn what nobody trying to clean it up and straighten up and say A, B, C, D. The truth is the truth. It's in black and white. In some cases, in red, when Christ speaking. Now, let's go to Isaiah 41:10. Let's get it. Isaiah 41:10. Okay, we got some more listeners coming in. Again, it's Black Israel Talk Radio. Right now, we're going over scriptures on what does the King James Bible 16:11 say about strength in God. Also, we will be talking about the 4th of July as well. People, the ones who just came in, coming in from England, you know what I'm saying? Shalom to my brothers, you know what I'm saying, over there, and my sisters. You know, we got them from Canada, you know what I'm saying? We got them all over, you know what I'm saying? Jersey. All right, now, y'all got it, Isaiah 41:10. Here we go. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thou God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You see that right there? So now the Most High give us that strength. I'm telling you, we can't go wrong with that. Don't depend on the bootlegging pastor to give you spiritually strength. Don't depend on the so-called president of this country, you know, which is your king, the outside people. I ain't talking about the Israelites who are in the truth. I'm talking about the outside people. That's their king. Our king is Yahushua, which is Christ. That's why we don't bow down to no president or get into all that voting crap. Because at the end of the day, the Most High Christ and the Most High is our king. Christ is our king. Okay? He's our king. The Most High gave Christ the authority to be the kings of all kings. So therefore, we have our king. Okay? Let Esau have his king. Okay? We have our king. Okay? So let's go ahead and break this down right quick. Okay? So Isaiah 41:10 says, fear thou not. Again, here it is. It's telling you fear not. Again, you cannot be a sucker. Okay? You can't be a sucker, or, you know what I'm saying, or coward, you know what I'm saying, and be rolling with the Most High. Okay? You can't, you got to throw all that fear out the window. Because I'm just getting the men, because men of Israel need to stand. We need to stand up. We need to stand up and be men. Okay? The Most High got our back. We ain't got to be scared of nothing. The Most High got our back. He's not going to let nothing happen to us unless he allows things to happen to us. Okay? Again, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. You know what I'm saying? Dismayed. For I am thou God, and I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. So he's going to help us. He got us back. Yeah, I will uphold thee with my right hand of righteousness. So with the righteousness of the Most High God, he got our back. You cannot go wrong with that. Nobody can touch you when you got the Most High God on your back and Christ backing you up as well. Can't go wrong on that. Again, it's Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of the most corrupted city in the world, Washington, D.C. It's corrupted, political, and all that other stuff to come with it. Now, any questions online? Okay, we're going to keep it moving. Let's go. I want y'all to get, let's go to Deuteronomy. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4. Okay? See, a lot of people, y'all don't realize, man, when you're doing a live show, trying to get prepared for a live show, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff have to be on point when we're dealing with the live show. On top of that, the people of B do not want us to come out and do shows. Like a lot of Hebrews, like brothers, putting in kingdom work just like I'm putting in kingdom work. And a lot of times, man, we go through a lot of obstacles and mountains to try to bring the truth to y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I'm letting y'all know it's not easy doing this. But we know we have to do it because the Most High God demands us to put this truth out here. Because we are the soldiers of the Most High. Okay? We are Christ's servants. You know, we serve Christ. So he gave us an order to put this word, this truth out here for the Heavenly Father, the laws and commandments of the Most High God. So I'm just letting you know it's not easy. It's not an easy walk. Okay? Y'all got it? Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. Here we go. For the Lord your God is he that goes with you to fight for you. against your enemies to save you. You see what I'm saying right there? Then it go right back about having strength, being strong. Allow the Most High to give you that strength and being strong through the Most High and through Christ. Because it's right here clear. It tells you, for the Lord God, he is that goes with you to fight for you against your enemy. So we ain't got to go out there and do nothing on that. The Most High going to fight our situation. Whatever situation we're going through, whatever things happen to us, the Most High got our back. He's going to fight against our enemies, whoever our enemies, whether it's inside Israel, a corrupted Negro, or whereas Esau, the so-called white man, or any other nation who do any harm to God's chosen people. The Most High got our back. He will fight our enemies against it. And yes, I said so-called Negroes. You know, you got Jews, so-called Jews that betrayed Christ at the time. These were the people within the nation betrayed Christ. You understand what I'm saying? Would you think Negroes and people of Israel, Israelites, are not going to betray, they won't betray each other? But the Most High going to deal with them. So you got to love your brother. The one that the law says, love your brother. You know, it's the one thing about any man to lay his life for his brother. That's automatically going to the kingdom, man. When you lay your life down for your brother. When you love your brother. That's one of the commandments that the Most High told us, like, to love your brother unconditional. Forgive your brother 70 times 70. You understand what I'm saying? That's very important. Okay, it's very important to love your woman, love your family, you know what I'm saying? And respect the Most High, respect these laws and commandments. So again, he got our back. He ain't gonna let nothing happen to us, people. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna fight our war. We ain't gotta go out there and do nothing stupid, do nothing dumb. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gotta do none of that. We've got a lot of so called Negroes and other people thinking crazy. We gotta allow the Most High Christ to fight the war, fight the battle. All we got to do is obey the laws and the commandments and do what we're supposed to do and let the Most High do his job. Do what he know he can do best. And nobody can take out the Most High. Let the Most High do what he need to do. You need to study and obey these laws and commandments. And nobody perfect, but do the best you can, brothers and sisters. Do the best you can. Now, we can go on to 1 Corinthians. Get it now. We're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. I'm going to give you time to get it. Let's get it. I'm going to give y'all time to get it. And then after that, we're going to get into that 4th of July right quick. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into that 4th of July. We're going to handle that business with that 4th of July. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know a lot of y'all done went out and got them little grills and all that. I know. I know. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Here we go. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Okay? Now, let's break this down for a minute. Okay? Basically, in this particular passage, God is not going to give you something that you cannot bear. It's, when you go in this truth, it's always going to be obstacle and it's going to be a challenge. Okay? He's not going to give you anything you could bear. It's going to be temptations out there. You're going to be in situations that it's going to be temptation. That them temptations can be temptation. Some people like to gamble. Temptation, people like messing with whores and prostitution. Temptation might be you're a bank robber. You know what I'm saying? You like robbing, you like drug dealing. You know what I'm saying? But if you give your life to the Most High God, which a lot of brothers and sisters had, the temptation is still out there. Some people had drug problems. You know what I'm saying? Some people on dope and drugs. And they got off drugs because of the truth. They got off, they stopped game banging and game playing. Because of the truth. But curse you in the truth, is always going to be temptations out there for you brothers and sisters out there. But at the end of the day, the Most High is not going to put you, even though you give your life to the Most High, he's not going to put you in an environment that's going to allow you to fall back. Okay? He's not going to put you in an environment to allow you to fall back. You understand what I'm saying? He's not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? So if you put your faith in the Most High, You put your strength and soul into the Most High and allow him to build that strength, that spiritual strength in that soul. You know what I'm saying? The temptation is not going to affect you because your whole focus, your whole mind, and your spirit change. That's why I'm talking about you got to clean your, reprogram, reclaim your mind, your soul. Become a new man. Become a new woman. Okay? Temptations are out here. Absolutely temptations are out here. But if you stay strong in spirit with the Most High God, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of brothers, like, okay, to say, for example, some brothers, they get themselves caught up and go to prison. Some brothers scared as hell of prison. But Most High is not going to put you in a situation that you're not going to be able to bear. He put you there for a reason. It might be a reason why he put you there. It might be a reason he put you in prison because he didn't want you to get yourself murdered. Of course, you can get killed in prison, but you can get killed out. It might be a situation the Most High said, you know what? Let me put this brother in prison for a small period of time. Because to keep him out here, he's going to get himself killed, get himself murdered. Okay? So that situations like that happen. And situations, people move from one state to another state. Some people lose their job and get for and they and God put them in a situation to get a better job. But at the time they're losing their job, they don't see none of that. But if they got the spiritual understanding and they understand, well, God's not going to allow me to just lose my job and I don't have no other job and I got these bills to pay. See, that's the temptation. That's how the Most High works. You got to keep your faith in the Most High and stay strong in spirit and know that the Most High got your back. He's not going to let you down. Okay? Anybody got any questions? Okay, let's get to this 4th of July. A lot of y'all know the 4th of July coming on Wednesday, which is next week. A lot of you so-called Negroes and other Israelite brothers and sisters went out there and y'all buying grills. Gonna grill it up on Wednesday and celebrate, hey, y'all kids with the little fireworks and all that type of crap. But I'm gonna ask you a question. Do any of y'all know the meaning of 4th of July? What it is? It says Independent Day, right? And they passed this independent law back in what, 1776 when they had their first celebrate, even though Congress signed the bill around 1778, something like that. You know, correct me if I'm wrong. They celebrated in 1776, and I think Congress passed the bill that was allowed to turn into like a holiday, a celebration. Who independence that they talking about? Why are you Negroes out there buying fireworks, cooking out and all that? Did you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep it real. You know your ancestors, every time you celebrate 4th of July, Independence Day, your ancestors is basically turning in their grave. That's a totally disrespectful. And I'm explaining to you, because I know y'all, some brothers out there say, Israel, nigga, what you talking about? And I'm about to tell you what I'm talking about, nigga. Okay? I'm about to tell you what I'm talking about, Hebrew. I'm about to tell you about the ones who don't know. The Hebrews that don't know, y'all understand where I'm going at with it. Okay? Let me explain something to y'all. The Independent Day they talking about is for Esau, the so-called white man, who was living in England. You know what I'm saying? In Britain. They were living in England, and they were paying taxes. Okay? And they decided they didn't want to continue paying taxes. They wanted their independence from British. Okay? From England. They wanted their independence. So, they left and got their independence. A lot of them got thrown, a lot of them got kicked out of England. You know what I'm saying? Criminals, rapists, and came over this country. That's a whole nother story, but I'm just giving you the facts. But a lot of this independence is from the so-called white man breaking off from his sir brother over in England for their own independence, the Balls and Tea Party, their own independence. Okay? That's where that comes from. Now, this was 1776. Now, let me ask you a question. What was the Negroes doing in 1776? Explain that to me. Explain to me what was the Northern American Indian and the so-called Negro in America, the descendants of slaves, what were they doing in 1776? Let me tell you what they were doing. They was in chains and slave packing, picking cotton out the cotton field. They were slaves. You can't have Independence Day if you're a damn slave. If you're a slave and if you picking cotton at 1776, because remember, the so-called slave, so-called slave, were not free until 1865, as they said. Some slaves probably didn't realize they were free until 1867. Okay? So according to documents, slavery was abolished in 1865. But prior to 1865, your ancestor was enslaved. They were cattle fields, getting beat, raped, or lynched, all types of stuff. So why are you celebrating 4th of July? That don't make any sense. So you've been taught from generation to generation. And look, please, people, don't come with me with this, well, we're doing it for the kids. You know what I'm saying? That's ain't nothing but a nigger slave mentality. And I hate to come strong like that, but I got to keep it real. Okay, that ain't nothing but a slave mentality to even think like that. You know what I'm saying? You celebrate the white man independence. It's not your independence. You believe it or not, you still a psychological slave in this country. That's why a lot of our people getting killed the way they get killed by police and all types of laws going against us. Because you still a slave in this country. You know what I'm saying? You think you're a full-blown citizen, but you're not. You just got certain rights as a citizen. But you're not a full-blown citizen in this country. Citizenship was passed out back in the 1800s, when your ancestors were still slaves. They still got on the books that the black man is two-thirds of a man. They even moved that out the Constitution. Somebody proved that and emailed me on Facebook to prove to me that two-thirds of a man been removed out the Constitution. That's still in the Constitution. So that proved to you that you ain't even a full man according to the Constitution of the United States. But yet you want to celebrate the independence. You celebrate the independence of the so-called white man. That's not your independence. So you need to take that pork, the grills, and whatever, and throw it out the window. Burn it. Come on, man. Wake up. I got to keep it real. Once in a while, black Israel got to go hard like that. Because I'm sick of saying, and that's really why a lot of kids, a lot of people get their hands blown off, because the Most High did not stamp 4th of July to be a holiday. Your independent day going to come back when Christ come back to this earth and set the record straight. That's when your independence comes. Right now, you ain't got no independence on this earth right now. 4th of July is not an independence day for the black man. Okay? Black, Mexicans, whatever. The 4th of July is not for the black man in America or worldwide. You found the independence day of the so-called white. That's his independent day. Him breaking off from British, from England. That's his independent day. You know what I'm saying? He built America on slavery during the 1776. Your ancestors were building up this country. Wake up. Again, this Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live, keeping it real. Okay? Coming to you live out of Washington, D.C., coming to you live. So let's keep that in mind. That's not your independent day. Okay? That's not your independent day. Okay? So we coming short on time. We're coming short on time, and I'm going to say this. You got any questions? Again, you can hit me on Facebook, Twitter, Black Israel 96. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Black Israel Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate all my dedicated listeners that listen to me every Friday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. I want to say shalom to my Facebook group. You understand what I'm saying? So again, follow me on Facebook. It's Black Israel Talk Radio Nation. Follow me there. Follow me. Friend me at Israel Black 37. Follow me on Block Talk Radio / Black Israel 96. Again, thank you all for listening in. I catch you next week. You already know what I'm about to do. I'm about to drop this microphone. And don't forget to celebrate the Sabbath. And you will take the 4th of July and throw it out the window, man. Let them have their independence, because that's not our independence. Let them continue to celebrate that temporary independence, okay? But right now, I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. You already know I'm going to say it again. I'm about to drop the microphone. I'm out of here.